I got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
Final hour. That's not really the final hour of our broadcast week, because about 10 hours from now, I'll be wheels up en route to Dallas for the Seahawks-Cowboys game. We will be broadcasting our pregame show live from Dallas, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 5:15 kickoff right here on your home of the Seattle Seahawks, 97.3 Cairo FM. So, live from Dallas tomorrow afternoon, little whirlwind weekend trip for us. If the Seahawks can win that one, then they are almost certainly off to New Orleans the following weekend to take on the Saints, who have the best record in the NFC and are the number one seed. So the Seahawks playing really well, and we'll see if they can keep it rolling here against the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow afternoon here on 97.3 Cairo FM. All right, I got a bunch of big lead news stories that I have to get to. I got to get one other thing off my chest here, though. So there was a horribly tragic story in California when we were on vacation last week, where an illegal immigrant murdered a police officer. And somebody on Facebook posted about that and mentioned that an illegal had killed a cop. And Facebook wrote back to them and said what they said is a violation of their terms of service and that it might be considered hateful speech to point out that an illegal killed a police officer. And we're seeing this more and more, where we have these entities trying to tell us how we must speak. And if there's anything I can't stand, it's people telling me how I'm supposed to talk so I can bend to the collective will of the most politically correct. Can I give you a quick example on this? So there's a story about a couple, and they are having a baby. One of the member of this couple is pregnant. And it turns out the person who's pregnant is biologically a woman, but identifies as a man. But that person still, while they had the breast reduction surgery, to have the breasts removed because they identify as a man, they still have the female body part down below. That you have a, you know, vagina. And so,
and a uterus.
And a uterus. And so they had sex and the person got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching the news story about this. And in the news story, it says a man is pregnant. And that simply isn't true, because it's impossible. And there's actually been some suggestions that if you mislabel, if you misidentify somebody's preferred pronouns, that you could face charges for that. So am I supposed to call a pregnant person a man? Is that the standard that I'm supposed to live by now?
This has happened before.
Because this happened a couple of years ago.
We've had this discussion.
Yes.
And so in this particular case, this person who is now pregnant identifies as a woman.
But
biologically started off as a man, but identifies as a woman.
No, the other way around.
Started off as a woman.
Identifies
as a man.
Yes. Because they're pregnant.
But a man can't get pregnant.
Right.
So why should I defy all logic and call a pregnant person a man?
Because there's a story behind it, and because something has happened in the meantime.
Because that's what this person would like to
exactly. I know it's harder to wrap.
But can a man get pregnant?
A trans male, yes.
Can a man get pregnant?
So you're
asking.
This is the new answer.
To get pregnant,
Dor, you know,
nope. You have to have a uterus.
And this person does have a uterus.
Does a man have a uterus?
Originally, no, but this person identifies.
Not originally, just in general,
no.
Anytime.
Does a man have a uterus? Really, does this really keep you up at night?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to start speaking in ways that are illogical because I've built my career on impeccable logic.
I know, but now you've been enlightened to
learn.
Does
it keep me up at night?
Enlightened to learn
everything
that there are people who start off, you know, biologically one way, but realize that, you know what, they don't feel that, they never feel that, and so they change to what they feel.
But this gets back to Rachel Dolezal. So did we have to call her African American when that was totally false? When that was here's the news story. And the news people, and this is just what gets me.
What news people?
Well, actually, this is a documentary.
Yeah, it's
kind of thing, and it's got this terrible music behind it, and it's
We apologize for the music,
loud and obnoxious.
Yeah, Extreme Love on Wee TV.
Meet Wiley and Stefan, an ordinary couple in an extraordinary situation.
It was love at first sight. As far as I loved how he dressed, I loved how he acted, I loved his demeanor, I loved his personality.
The bio of his Grindr account said something like, country boy, loves the wild, loves animals, vegan. And then, like, picture of a tree.
These bohemian boyfriends live an unconventional life on their converted bus in Texas.
We bought it a couple months back, and this is where we live, our friend's backyard.
But there's one thing about this relationship that you might not be expecting. They're pregnant.
I am a man, and I am actually pregnant.
A man cannot
be pregnant.
Man,
that music's loud.
Yeah, it's really obnoxious. It's a bad music.
Terrible.
But a man cannot be pregnant. A man doesn't have the female body part. The man doesn't have a uterus. A man cannot be pregnant. And so now we're just pretending in this land of make-believe that a man can be pregnant when every single person listening to my show right now knows that that is physically, biologically, logically impossible. A man doesn't have the body parts to get pregnant. And when you have announcers and narrators who say that we're going to just defy all logic because of all of this,
that's the whole reason they're doing that story, because it's so unusual. And in this case, you know, it's going to make people like you stay up at night.
My question is, because in all seriousness, Facebook is threatening to call it hate speech. I mean, you can't even call an illegal who kills a cop an illegal on Facebook. And they got a terms of service violation. And I'll be danged if I'm going to let Facebook and a bunch of Silicon Valley nerds tell me how I must speak. And as I've said a million
times, worse on Facebook than that. Weesh.
Oh yeah, but I've said a million times that if she wants to be a man, and she wants to identify as a man, that's fine until you get pregnant, at which point that you clearly, it makes no sense.
Well, this one in particular,
call you a man,
was trying not to get pregnant.
Well, not that just, hard.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to.
They were advised by doctors that they couldn't.
Yeah. Well, the doc apparently was wrong.
Was wrong.
On this one.
Mm-hmm. Still had all her equipment.
So anyway, it's just another example of where there is a societal pressure to force us to speak in ways that completely defy common sense and logic. And I'm sorry to say that, and like I said, I think one of these days they're going to try to enforce, because there's already been talk about it here in Washington State. There are going to be attempts that if you misgender identify somebody based on what they want to be known as, that you could face some hate crime charges. And that would mean that
okay, where's that happening?
That's been proposed. That's been proposed in it's happening
that's,
already
that's
in
the
Europe.
Kind of thing that just freaks people out and then makes them, and then that causes hate crimes.
It's already on the books in Europe where misgendering people is a chargeable crime, and there are lots of people here who want to introduce similar laws. And that means that we would have to call a pregnant person a man, which,
or face charges.
And if there is some place where I will take a stand, that's it. That's the stand I'm going to take. I will not call a pregnant person a man. That's my bold proclamation for 2019.
We could just not report on them. Avoid the topic.
There you go.
This is that would be my favorite idea.
This is the second time we've done it in how many years? And it's because people are looking for those stories. It's not. But just why not just let them be?
Because.
Let
it be. And look, Nicole hates it when I do this topic, which I've done a few times. She hates it. You hate it.
Me too.
When I do the topic. Because you two are part of the problem here. Where. The hope is that people will be so intimidated to talk about common sense that, oh, we'll just let it slide into the language.
It's not getting it attention. It's just not acknowledged.
Or how about this? Just allowing people to be how they want to be, and then you go about your business.
As long as people don't, they can, if she wants to call herself a man, she can do it. As long as nobody messes with me.
Nobody makes you call anybody anything.
It's coming. It's coming. The attempts, there are all kinds of proposals. You misgender somebody, you will face punishment.
Okay, remember years ago you talked about the whole manhole controversy? Have you ever called it a personhole yet?
Was it personhole? What was the one we had a few months ago that was so bizarre?
I just think it's a whole lot of.
Oh no! It was about body parts. What was the one we had? Remember that about 3 or 4 months ago?
We'll have to think. I'll have to look back.
We got to find that. And we were supposed to call body parts. Can you find that? Do you remember that? It was only about 3 or 4 months ago.
Was it?
Well, I'm sure our listeners will remember. But in any case, yeah, you're just.
Got it.
So, but they just want. They want the Nicoles and Ursulas to win, and just I should be shamed into silence about talking about biology and reality.
I think it was this one that you were talking about.
Maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look.
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go. Exactly.
No.
Yes. Thank you.
We can all learn from each other.
No, that wasn't it. No, it was something about what we're supposed to call an orifice.
It's the front hole.
Oh yeah. What was that all about?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
She's
I don't want to
be looking it up either. We're good.
No, that was it. Is that it was somehow sexist? Can you find that story? Find just do this for me. Tell you what, I'll do a big lead story that you really wanted me to get to. and just find that for me by the end. So let's talk about this. So Donald Trump, of course, is, I don't know if you've heard, but he's the president of the United States now. And there is a brand new woman who has been elected to the House of Representatives, Representative Rashida Tlaib. And this is what she said about President Trump. Now, again, you want to talk about how the hate comes exclusively from the left? Find me an example of where a Republican said something like this about Barack Obama. But this is what the brand new Congresswoman said about Trump on her first day in office.
People love you and you win. Woo. And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there. We're going to impeach them.
So you have a member of Congress calling the president of the United States an MF-er. And that gets wild cheers. And that's supposed to be, I guess that's the standard. You know, everybody talks about that, oh, Trump's despicable when he, and I don't want to do the whole moral relativism thing. But to call the president of the United States an MF-er, and that's dominated much of the news today. What gets totally ignored is some dramatic economic numbers. We added 312,000 jobs in December. Employment participation rate has hit an all-time high. 156 million people are working in America. There's actually some fantastic economic news today that has gone completely ignored in the mainstream media, because they'd rather all laugh that a freshman congresswoman called Trump an MF-er. And it's another example of this, you know, incredible media. Here's the story.
Media what?
Well, you just handed me the story. Okay, at the one of the most read medical websites, Healthline, they said the V word is no longer gender inclusive, so they now are recommending calling that the front hole. They say that in the LGBTQIA communities, the California-based health information provider has adopted the gender inclusive term front hole in place of the medical term vagina in their latest safe sex guide. So that's how we're supposed to talk now. They're going to make us talk like this. We have to call things front holes. We have to call pregnant people men.
Should we call the big lead at two old news? Because the last 2 days, it's been old stories.
But no, I did the Trump thing. I just did the Trump thing there. I know you don't like me talking about, but I'm not going to just slip away into silence on a subject that is so insane. We are going insane, and I am going to remain your pinnacle of sanity in a turbulent sea of crazies. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, we're going to check the news for you, and then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the entire day coming up next. Say now, this would be an outstanding time for us to count down our favorite sound bites of the week.
This is Doring Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Week.
And it was a short week, so we just went day.
Yeah, we just went with today's because it was only a 3-day week for us. So at number three, our Awesome Audio is brought to you by Brown Bear Car Wash. At number three, we found out something very interesting about freshman socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants a massive income tax hike to pay for all of her socialist plans. She told Anderson Cooper on this Sunday's 60 Minutes.
Number three.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?
This would require the raising taxes.
There's an element where, yeah, there people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
Do you have a specific?
Their fair share. We're paying more in taxes than any time in the history of the United States, but we're not paying our fair share. Government isn't getting enough. What's a fair share?
On the tax rate.
You know, you look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, et cetera. But once you get to like the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed.
There you go. 70% income tax rate. For every dollar you make, the United States government would take two of your dollars. That's the dream. That's the socialist dream right there. The wall. Trump's been talking about it. CBS points out it's really interesting that Democrats were all for the wall back before Trump was president. Back in 2006, all the people who are so against it now, they loved it back then.
Number two.
At more than 10 feet tall and made of steel, barriers like these might seem like a prototype of President Trump's border wall. In fact, they're a sampling of what's already in place along the U.S.-Mexico border. In more remote areas, you'll find shorter vehicle barriers like these, all part of the Secure Fence Act, a 2006 political compromise on immigration. Signed by President Bush and supported by 90 Democratic members of Congress, it included funding for two layers of reinforced fencing, plus additional physical barriers along roughly 700 miles of border from California to Texas. Among the senators who backed it, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and current minority leader Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, Schumer and Clinton loved it back then. They hate it now because Trump's the president. Today's sign is next. And down the stretch we come. What a week, what a show, what a show, what a week. All right, before we head out into our really non-existent weekend, and I'll explain that in just a moment. But first, it's time for today's edition of
Today's Sign that the End is Near.
Today's Sign the World is Soon Coming to an End. Let's start down in Ashland. We've had a couple of fast food stories in Today's Sign the last couple of days. A 20-year-old man is in custody after police were called to the Arby's parking lot in Ashland. This happened shortly before 9 o'clock. The report was a man in the restaurant's drive-thru had allegedly pointed a gun at another car. When officers arrived, they performed a high-risk stop, which is what you do if you believe that there are guns involved. They found three people inside the vehicle. Police say the first male passenger stepped out of the vehicle and began taking off his clothes and pulling his pants down, claiming he was unarmed. They directed him back to their location, but instead he laid face down on the pavement near the vehicle. The second male passenger said that the first guy was armed. The first guy then stood up, pulled his pants up, before running around the building while officers chased him. He was found near the drive-through window, lying face down on the pavement. Police say he resisted the officers while being placed under arrest. And then the guy spit on the officers several times, telling them to get AIDS. Then he was handcuffed and taken to jail. He kicked the police door and windows on the car, and they found drugs hidden in the man's socks. They found a Glock 9mm about 10 feet from where he was arrested. There were additional drugs found in a duffel bag. What is it about these fast food restaurants? This is happening all the time. But boy, I tell you, that Arby's, that's about as good as you get. But I got a request for Arby's. The Arby's sauce is pretty good. But if you go inside the restaurant, they have this three pepper sauce in that big squirt jug that you can put on your sandwich. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that three pepper sauce at Arby's. Perhaps my favorite of the condiments. So anyway, that guy's in custody right now. Speaking of restaurants, we're so juvenile as a society. We're just so absolutely juvenile. So I don't eat Asian food, as you know. But my daughters, they love the pho. And you know how it's spelled, P-H-O, it's pronounced pho. They love those places. Well, a pho restaurant that was opening up in New Hampshire, they have already had to change the name of the restaurant because city officials said it sounds like a profane phrase. So this is where we are now. Something doesn't actually have to be profane. If it sounds like it could be profane, even though it's just using another language, a legitimate word in another language that has nothing to do with profanity, they have to change the names. And they're upset because as part of their startup costs for the restaurant, and the name of the restaurant, and it's, yeah, they were trying to make it edgy. It's called Pho Keen, K-E-E-N-E, Great. So Pho Keen, Great. So they made up a bunch of T-shirts. They were all set for their grand opening coming up, but city officials said it. And by the way, the town in New Hampshire is Keene. So they didn't just use that word arbitrarily to make it sound a little bit nastier. So it's Pho Keene, Great. And they posted on social media, city manager has deemed our business name as offensive, and a permanent sign with our business name will not be allowed. The one that's pictured is a temporary sign. It was requested we take it down due to the city manager's opinion that it is offensive and a contract violation. So the name of the food is Pho. The name of the town in which the Pho restaurant is Keene, and you cannot call your restaurant Pho Keene Great. I think we're starting to dwell on too many ridiculous things. Why don't you get rid of the city manager and save people tax money instead of worrying about stuff like that? All right, and then finally in today's sign, oh, I hate those hot tub confrontations, don't you? This was in California where a man bit a large chunk out of another man's ear. 43-year-old Brian Boyack, he's been charged after turning himself in after the bizarre altercation. Boyack and another man had been talking in a hot tub, but the temperature soared when the conversation got hot. They started talking about large corporations and conspiracy theories. They got into this heated argument, and it led to one guy getting locked out of the house. The other guy started hitting the front door, and eventually he was slamming patio furniture, trying to break down the door. Oh, KSL in Salt Lake City, they covered every aspect of it.
Man facing charges accused of biting off part of the ear of a family friend. Brian Boyack is from California but was staying with friends in North Salt Lake. Investigators say a conversation about conspiracy theories and big corporations turned heated because Boyack took issue with his friend working for a big banking company. The argument escalated, and police say that is when Boyack attacked the homeowner, pinned him to the ground, and then bit off part of his ear. He drove off before police showed up, but later on turned himself in.
He went all Mike Tyson on the dude. So the hot tub conversation ends up.
It's James Brown's celebrity hot tub party, and now here he is, the godfather of soul and hot tub man number one, James Brown.
I mean, look, I love good hot tub parties as much as the next one.
Sometimes I'm gonna break out in a cold sweat. One, two, three, four.
Don't want to get my ear bitten off while in the midst of a hot tub party. I have to say, the older I get, the worst hot tub sound. I mean, when I was a kid, when I was a younger man, hot tubs always sounded like a great concept. Nice, relaxing, place to have conversation. Now you just realize it's filled with all the other people's sweat and other body fluids. They never get out and go to the bathroom. And then you throw in all this ear-biting nonsense. I might be done with hot tubs. I gotta get out of here. I've said everything I have to say for this week, but I will be in Dallas tomorrow for Seahawks and Cowboys. We're on the air at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, getting you ready for that wild card playoff game. Hope to hear you then. Ron and Don coming up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Seahawks football.
Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.